Good answer. That's close to what I'm looking for. So I'll ask you again, how do you ask for help? And you do that by what? Praying. You do that by praying. Good answers. Very good answers. Well, I have to be honest that the more people that walk in the room, the more scared I feel and the more nervous I become. Okay, so let's close our eyes and we'll pray. Our God and our Father, we thank Thee for another Lord's Day. We thank Thee that Thou hast drawn us all here together this morning. We thank Thee for Sunday school. Lord, we pray that Thou would help us with our voices this morning to be able to sing nice to Thee. We pray that Thou would help us with our ears, that we would open them and listen. And Lord, we pray that Thou would help us with our hearts too, that we would open our hearts. And if any here are not yet saved, they would ask Thee into their heart to wash their sins away before it's forever too late. Lord, we pray for the little message too, a little story, that it would be fitting for the little ones and for us older ones too. So we would just pray for help with Sunday school. In Thy name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I like doing Sunday school. I do it at our little assembly in Truro, Nova Scotia. Dale Stewart and I take turns every other week, but there's only a few kids in the front row and there's only a few adults in the rest of the group. So normally we sing first and then we pray, and kind of something we've always done. But as I said, the more people walking in, I thought I better pray first. So let's sing some songs. Anybody on the back of the gospel hymn sheet we have is children's songs. And if there's any action songs you want to sing, just let us know. Kaylee? Number 47 on the back. 47.
When He cometh, when He cometh to make up His jewels, all His jewels, precious jewels, His love and His love, like the stars of the morning, His bright crown adorning, they shall shine.
We have any more hymn sheets? Got a few up here that don't have any. Thank you. Okay. I think they're getting some there. They had their hand up. Who was that? Oh, there we go.
Number 46.
Number 46. It's a good one.
Glad T-I-D-I-N-G. To T-R-U-S-T.
Isaac. 71? There's no 71, buddy. I got an idea. You can help me. Let's sing, "My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in, but I need help." Anybody got black? I got a black Bible case, or anybody else has black? That's needy. You want to hold this, Ava? Come help? Okay, Jonathan? You want to come up and help? "My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood..." Who's got red? Oh, there you go, Isaac. Come on up. Grab your Bible. Come on over here, Jonathan. Over here by Jonathan. "My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed me white, white as snow." And in God's Word... Do you want to come up, Ava? Kaylee, hold my Bible. "And in God's Word, I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold." Gold. I don't even think I can get my ring off. That's close. "I'll walk the streets of gold." "Oh, wonderful, wonderful day, he washed my sins away." Okay, we ready? So when we say the words, you got to hold it up high so everybody can see it. Okay? "My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed me white as snow." Hold it up high. "God's Word, I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. Oh, wonderful, wonderful day, he washed my sins away." Great job. Good work, everybody. Thank you. Go sit down with Bucko. Right there. This way. Okay, Isaac, right over here. Okay. Anybody else have another hymn? Benji. 47? 27. 27. Number 27. Somebody start that, please.
"My God, I
Oh,
now we're starting to get more children up here. The singing's good. You can almost sing all morning, but maybe we'll just sing one more. We'll sing number 40 on the back of the sheet. Okay? Sing Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Answers. It was pray. So we already prayed this morning. You know, there's a verse in Hebrews 13. It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Anybody hear that thunder and lightning last night or this morning? I know Caleb did because he came out to visit me. It was pretty loud. You know, you can ask him for help for anything, and he'll give it to you. I found out when looking at that verse that there's another verse in Joshua 1 and 5. It says, he will never fail thee or leave thee. So lots of times we'll have people promise to do things for us and take us places, and sometimes they don't show up, and they might fail us. But the Lord Jesus will never fail us, never let us down. And you know, I had a bit of a rough summer. I had a sore foot, a sore knee, and a sore ankle. And I got a little bit down in the dumps a little bit. And my wife was going to meeting on Tuesday night more than I was. And while I went a couple weeks ago, and And not that another brother hasn't told me this before, but this wise brother said to me, he said, Jonathan, I don't know how many of you go to reading meeting, but he said, Jonathan, he said, you need to go to reading meeting. He said, that's where you learn. That's where you learn about the Lord Jesus. And you know, I thought being a little one like you guys, which wasn't that long ago, I thought I had learned all these verses, and I thought I knew what I had to know. But you forget. And in Truro, we're reading an Acts right now, and this verse has stuck with me for weeks now. In Acts chapter 20, if you can turn to it, that's fine. I learned this little verse when I was maybe Caleb's age or maybe Adrian's age. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. Towards the end of the verse, it says, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Do you know, I went to reading meeting and I read that verse. And I kind of think I'd forgotten about that verse over the years. Maybe I didn't stop practicing it, but I forgot the verse. So it leapt off the page. And I'm wondering if anybody can tell me what it means. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Can anybody tell me what it means? Caleb? It's better to give people things than to get them. Well, that's a good answer. But the Lord Jesus said it, so tell me this. What has the Lord Jesus given you? What's the Lord Jesus given you, Jonathan? He's given you eternal life in heaven. How did he do that?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross. Very good. In John 10, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Who give us eternal life. And he did die on the cross. But we have to do something. What do we have to do? Caleb? Ask him to wash our sins away. Well, I did that when I was a little tiny boy. And I thought that, you know, I'd always stay close to him and he'd give me everything and he'd look after me. And but you know, sometimes we forget about him. He doesn't forget us. Remember, he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But sometimes we forget about him. So we have to make sure that we're always thinking about the Lord Jesus and asking him for help and praying to him. He wants to give us everything. He'll give us eternal life. In Matthew 11 and 28, verses, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And yesterday, I think somebody spoke that he'll give us peace. He gives us whatever we need here if we follow him. He's given us an example that he wants us to be like him. How can we be like him? Anybody? How can we be like the Lord Jesus? How can we be like the Lord? Hannah? By following the things he wrote in the book. What things did he write in the book? In what book? The Bible? What things did he write? Anybody?
How to behave.
I know our brother quoted a verse yesterday in Ephesians 4 and 32. It says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we can be kind, we can be loving, we can be tender-hearted, right? We can be all these things. And if we are, then we're giving, aren't we? We're giving like He gave. That's what He wants to see from each one of us. You know, He loves us so much. I had to get brother to help me yesterday with a verse just to make sure I was right. But in Proverbs chapter 8, not sure where to start, so I'll just start at verse 30, Proverbs chapter 8. It says, "Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men." He's delighted with us. He loves us. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to ask him into his heart. He wants us to ask him into our hearts to wash our sins away, so that we can go to heaven to be with him. He says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." So those things that he's left for us, the path, blessed are they that keep my ways, all we have to do is follow that path. Sometimes it's not easy, but if we pray and ask him for help, he'll help us to do it. It says, "Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Well, that's what we want to do, is find favor with the Lord, don't we? We want him to be happy with us. You know, it says, "For it is more blessed to give than to receive." And he is giving us everything, and we are receiving everything. But you know, in John 14, it tells us that he's going to come and take us again to be with him. For a little time here we live in this world. We're not here very long, you know. Telling somebody about a Sunday school demonstration that Brother Dale did in Truro not that long ago, and he took this huge string. I don't know how long it was, but it was really long. He got one of my boys to hold one end and take it all the way around the room, and it was huge. And then at the very end of it, he had taped off a little tiny piece of the string. He said, "This here is your life. The rest of that, as it came back, is eternity. That's forever. That's how long we are here. It's for a very short time. So while we're here, he wants us to do the examples that he's left for us. He wants us to show love to one another. But he wants us to praise him. He wants us to remember him, which, Lord willing, we'll do that this morning if he leaves us here. And that's what he wants us to do, even right from being children. But in John 14, it says, "Let not your heart," verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I don't want to change those words to mean anything different than what they are, but the verse we read is, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Someday, he is going to receive us. And whether you believe it or not, we're going to be a gift to him. He wants us to come to him. And he wants us to come rejoicing and praising him. He wants us to come into his courts of glory with praise. And we're going to give him all the glory. We're going to give back to him as much as what we can. And he's going to receive us. And he's prepared a place for us. But you can only get there if you've done what? What? Ask the Lord to wash your sins away. So our hope this morning is that all of you in the room have asked the Lord Jesus into your heart to wash your sins away. Because he could come right now, right at this moment, and all those that are saved would be taken up to him. You wouldn't want to be left behind. Because he loves you. Now that's how scared I was when I started Sunday school this morning and I had to pray first and nervous, because one of the first things I wanted to do was give everybody something. Because it is more blessed to give than to receive. But there everything still is on the table and I didn't give it out yet. So maybe everybody can come up and take a pencil and a pad of paper and go ahead, Isaac, come on up. Ava? Come on up and take one. Caleb?
Two?
No, you take one. That's my son. Come on up. All kinds of colors here. And you know what's so nice about these pencils? I went to the dollar store and I bought these funny looking pencils. And then I walked down to Mr. Rusing's bookstore back here and he had all these nice pencils with verses on them. And I said, boy, I'd like to have those for Sunday school. How much are they? Bethany says, take them. She said, take them. Now, I don't want to keep saying it over and over and over again, but is it not more blessed to give than to receive? So, very nice. So, everybody come on up and get one, little ones. I don't want to see the older ones with a pencil and pad during the meeting.
So, these are the ones.
Sit down. Well, maybe we can sing number 42 on the back of the sheet. Number 42 on the back of the hymn sheet.
A little child of seven or even three or four may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For when the heart believeth on Christ the Son of God, his then the soul receiveth salvation through his blood.
Anybody like poems? This is from our calendar page that we read probably a couple years ago, and I kept it. I asked the kids that helped me with Sunday school, I said, I'm going to do Sunday school in the conference, and if you have any good ideas, I said, write them down and tell me what they are. Nobody wrote me down. But somebody said, driving, I like it when you read the calendar pages. This is one that I kept, and it says, Jesus is my best friend. He will never leave me. I shall meet him in the end in heaven where I will be. With everyone who has received him, we'll all be together and see. God the Savior, how I love him, because he died for me. And just knowing that makes me happy. It says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144:15. He wants us to be happy. says in Luke, to suffer the little children to come unto me. He wants us to come to him today. Well, let's just close our eyes and pray. God and our Father, we thank thee again for thy love to us, and we thank thee for the little Sunday school time here. We thank thee for all these little ones and helping with the questions and the answers, Lord. And we just pray that the message was understood, and that each one is asked into their heart to wash their sins away, Lord. And we just pray that it would keep us all looking to thee and knowing that each one of us need thee in our lives to let us come. So Lord, we again thank thee for thy love to us. In thy name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.